What's up, y'all, and welcome to Aisha Speaks Real. So, y'all, today has been a very long and stressful day, but without a doubt, we're just going to get right into it. Today's podcast, y'all, is about not giving up. What inspired me for today's podcast is really just today itself, honestly. Today, I had planned on getting on this podcast and getting on here to talk to y'all and doing a podcast about how I planned on moving forward with my organization, with my voice podcast, whatever, my regular podcast, and then with my talk show that I'm starting, that I have started, and that I'm going to have some new and different things next season, season 3. However, I've been set back. So, long story short, I'm sure I've probably talked about this on another podcast before. As you all know, me and my ex, you know, me and him had lived together, my recent ex. And we lived together for about a year. And when we first got together, I actually, you know, did some things that a normal person probably just wouldn't do. And I say that to say because a lot of people are like, hell no. And I want to make it clear, I didn't do it out of love. I did it out of sacrifice because I had to sacrifice. And so now, the reverse of it is me still sacrificing. And it's just like, I'm at a point in my life where I just feel like, what am I going to do? Because it's been a burden financially. Because not only have I had to pick up, you know, lack for myself. And I'll be honest, like, you know what I'm saying? I've been lacking on a lot of things, but I can control my lack. But to have to pick up the lack from somebody else, I'm just like, what the hell? But this podcast, y'all, I want y'all to be inspired. I want y'all to understand that in life, I'm telling you, it's going to test you. Like, and I feel like I'm at a point where everything is chowing down on me. And it's really like, you got to go. Like, you got to go. Got to go. Like, you got to go. You have to go. I'm at the point in my life. And I remember talking to my mom about this. And I told her the other day, I don't care who I lose anymore. Because I'm tired of losing myself. I'm tired of losing, period. I've given so much out. And what have I received? Nothing. I've literally risked everything. And I'm trying not to get emotional. Because honestly, like, and I don't even want to just, you know what I'm saying, put everything out there. But I've risked so much. Not just, and like I tell people, it's not because I loved him. I mean, I did it because I loved him, but it wasn't, oh, I'm doing this because I'm loving you. No, I did this because I had to. I had no choice. I mean, I had a choice, yeah. But it's like, man, shit, am I going to be broke? Or, you know what I'm saying? And me knowing that, okay, not only are we together, but for one thing about me, I'm loyal to who's loyal to me. So if I know I'm loyal to you, I expect that shit in return. And all I asked was a motherfucker to be on time. Consistency. And I could not receive that. And now from a year of being inconsistent has brought me, you know what I'm saying, so much of a burden, so much pain, so much hurt, because now I'm trying to pick up your lack that you couldn't uphold because you couldn't do right. You couldn't do right. You couldn't hold up the plate. But I say all this to say, y'all, be careful who you be loyal to. You cannot love everybody. Some people are leeches. Some people leech onto you only to seek the shit that you giving out. Because guess what? One thing I know about me, bro, I attract good energy. Attract. I don't give a fuck what nobody got to say about me. I don't care who fell out with me. I don't care what. I don't care. I'm telling y'all on this podcast, I don't care. I'm done. I'm tired of giving to motherfuckers who don't care about me. Excuse my language, but I'm just being real. Excuse the profanity, but I'm just being honest. And I'm sure that you all are probably feeling the same way. Like, man, how much I gotta keep giving out for somebody to keep hurting me, for somebody to keep misusing me? I'm just trying to give, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to give back to my people. I'm just trying to show love, you know what I'm saying? Show a person that I'm here. But a motherfucker can't even respect that. People don't even value that. So I'm done. And like I told my mama, when I get 30, I'm going to touch a billion. Do you hear me? And I'm saying it on this podcast. Today is May 18th, 2022. I'm 20 years old. Next year, I'll be 21. That's 9 years I got to touch a billion. Do you hear me? 9 years I got to touch a billion. And in 9 years, before I turn 30, I'm going to touch a billion. Do you hear me? That's a proven fact. I look at it like this. It hurt because knowing that I didn't even want to make it seem like I'm taking from you. I wanted to give to you. But now it's like, I got to look out for me. This past year, and I probably really say since 2020, these last past 3 years, since 2020, I've lost more people close to me than I have people who ain't close to me. And I say all this to say, y'all, listen. Listen, because I know I hear the wise people in the back saying, you know what they say, you keep your enemies close. I mean, you keep your friends close, but your enemies closer. I look at that shit from a different perspective because like this here, you know what I'm saying? From the meaning of that, I look at it like this here. Your enemies gonna point out the flaws of your close friends. Because guess what? One thing about a motherfucker who don't like you, they ain't gonna tell you everything about a motherfucker who swear they like you. Man, I'm telling you, that motherfucker right there ain't really what they say they is. You just got to pay attention to it. Everybody on my team, one thing I tell them, I want all us to win. The same thing I want for myself, I want for you. But if you feel like you'd rather party more, you'd rather go spend more money, you'd rather be out here doing dumb shit, guess what? I don't want you on my team. I can't see myself winning with you. If you can't support me like I support you, I can't see myself winning with you. Because how the fuck can I win? You ain't even, you know what I'm saying? This is a 50-50, not a 75-25. Like, let's make this make sense. And I've been giving. And at this point in my life, I'm tired of giving. Like, I'm tired. And I'm not saying I'm going out being a heavy person. No. I'm not going to continue to give out energy to people who continue to take my energy. And I want y'all to understand when I say this, don't give out your energy to people who are only trying to leech off you. I hate how people always say, oh, I want better. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want a better relationship. Well, why you still dealing with that fuck nigga? Oh, why you still dealing with this female knowing she out here having sex with 5-10 different niggas? If you know you got a good heart, if you know you a good person, well, stop dealing with the nonsense. Let's be real. Apparently, you like that if you keep going to it. That's what you're attracting. Stop saying you want better and you don't. I had to start telling myself that. It got to a point where I kept allowing the shit to happen and I was mad because it kept happening. But I was allowing the shit to happen, though. You see what I'm saying? It got to get to a point where we got to start taking accountability for everything that's happening to us. It got to get to a point where we going to start saying, okay, you know what? Yeah, this person fucked me over, but shit, I'm allowing him to. Because even though what he did was wrong, I'm the one who let him do it. I'm the one who's allowing him to continue to do it. So until I get a point in my life where I stop, he's going to forever do it. And so y'all, I want y'all to take from these lessons. And I know y'all don't know what happened. But just know, financial burden, because I was allowing a leech to continue to leech off me. I am so thankful for everything God has done in my life. One thing about me, bro, I will never turn down what a person does for me. I will never turn down what a person has done for me, doing for me, none of that. I will never turn that off or turn that down. But what I will do, I will point out where a motherfucker is trying to give out that negative energy to me. Because one thing about me, if I got a problem with anybody or if I'm not doing something right and I know that shit, I'm gonna come and be like, look, bro, I just feel like, you know, such and such. Do you feel this way? Let me know. Or if you got a problem with something I'm doing or we have issues, I feel like we got to come to each other. Or if I'm not seeing the issue and you seen it, I feel like you should come to me. Because that's what type of woman I am. That's what type of person I am. I communicate about things. That's one thing I can say, that through the things that I went through with my ex, that is something that he has taught me on how to communicate better with people. I'm straightforward. I'm blunt. Like, I can't be no other way. Because the moment you start sugarcoating things with people, they try to play you. They try to make you look like a fool. Then it's drama. Then it's arguments. It's unnecessary stuff that I don't have time for. And I promise y'all, I don't have time for it. But even through everything that I'm going through, y'all, I will not give up. Like some days I just look up to the sky and I'm just like, bruh, how in the hell did he get to this point? And I'm looking at myself and I'm like, I never let it go. I kept allowing it to just continue, but I told myself, like, it get to the point where I gotta continue to ask somebody to do better for themselves. I'm just gonna be done. And that's where I got to. So, not only have I stated this to my peers, family, friends, and like I told my mama, before I turn 30, I'm gonna touch a billion. And like I told her, I don't care who I lose no more. And I told my mama on the phone. I ain't gonna say I told her to her face because she ain't alone. I can't tell her to her face. But I told my mama on the phone, I love you. But if I gotta cut you off, I will. Because how I get to where I'm trying to go may not be in your best interest. I'm not gonna even lie. Yes, I'm still an activist. Yes, I'm still a community leader. But guess what? My money gotta make itself. I always told myself, six revenues, six ways of making money. No one hit wonder. But I gotta get it. Because I refuse to allow somebody else to make me lose. I refuse to allow somebody else to hinder my blessings, to hinder what the hell God got for me. I refuse. The time is now for me to say all that is over. And the time is now for you to say that too, if you're willing to change your life around. Stop giving yourself excuses for the things that's continuing to happen to you. If you want better, you'll reciprocate that. I'm probably saying the word wrong, but y'all understand what I'm saying. But seriously, in order to start achieving the things you want to do, you got to start sacrificing. And I'm not saying putting up $5, $10 here and there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying having your mom and dad do for you. What I'm saying is start doing for yourself. It's going to have to be a time in a day where you decide, you know what? I ain't going out no more. It's some shit that I want now that I might not get later if I don't act now. Because later may be too late. And that's the mindset you got to have. That's it for today, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to Aisha Speaks Real. Make sure y'all stay tuned for season 3. Like I said, I'll be releasing a new date soon. So y'all stay up to date on my social media at Aisha.Goddess. It's my main Instagram page at Speaking Gagers. It's my main page for my organization. Aisha Hayes is my Facebook. Make sure y'all check those social media accounts out just to stay updated with any future future updates that I may have dealing with my podcast or whatever. Because like I said, I'm not sure now with everything that's been going on when the release date for my season 3 will be. Like I said, it may be sometime in August. Because of everything that's going on, I may be waiting till August. I may be taking that extra 2-month period off. But I just want to thank y'all always just for the support, the love, the shares, the reposts, just listening. It means so much to me. All I want to do at the end of the day is be an influence to y'all. That's it. I tell people, don't get sidetracked by the words for its profanity. Don't get sidetracked for its the visuals, for its my talk show of things that I may do on there, etc., etc. But the main important thing is the message. Take the message. Leave with the message. If you can receive the message, that means the job has been done. If you can't, let me know so I can see what I'm doing wrong. I hope y'all enjoyed it again. Like I said, thank y'all. Peace, love. Hey, season 3 coming soon, y'all. Make sure y'all stay tuned. If you haven't listened to all these podcasts, make sure y'all catch up. Just go through and listen to some. You may learn something new. Not only that, you may hear something that you may been needing to hear for a while. Or you may hear something that a friend need to hear or a family member. Just share. Everything that I'm talking about is supposed to inspire you, motivate you, encourage you, push you. And you may know somebody who may need that same love, that same energy. So let's give it out. Be that friend who cares about another friend. Don't be that friend just to say you understand and you don't. If you know that I may be talking about something that your friend may need to hear, go ahead and say, hey man, listen, I got something you may need to listen to. I mean, I know it's not much, but I just feel like it's something I can do. Not only are you just giving them words of encouragement, but they see that you cared enough to bring something to their attention. That's love. So we want to make sure that we're giving that love out, y'all. Thank y'all. As I stated before, stay tuned for season 3. It's up and it's up and it's up. And guess what? The message for today is I won't give up. And we out. That's it for Aisha Speaks Real.